Hey there, my name is Eric Olson. I'm the CEO of Array Digital, and we are the hosts of Marketers Anonymous. You're about to hear from some of the best minds in marketing today. Find out more about the podcast, our speakers, and the in-person meetups at marketersanon.com. And now, on to the show.
Today on Marketers Anonymous, we listen in to Eric Olson from a recent Newport News Marketers Anonymous meetup from March 8, 2019. Eric gives an update to the new trends dealing with TV viewership. He explains everything dealing with broadcast TV and how many marketing aspects are moving away from the broadcast TV strategy, while OTT advertising and other marketing strategies are taking over. Hope you guys enjoy.
All right, I'm going to give about a 15-minute talk about trends in TV viewership. This has to do with TV and then also how things are moving away from broadcast TV and into other things like over-the-top television, which Abby will then go into more detail on. So how many people remember this TV? And how many people actually use this TV? And how many people had to adjust the rabbit ears? Yeah, my job was to hold on to the rabbit ear because if I let go, the station wouldn't come in. So this is where we started, obviously. Around the 1950s, TV came out, and it pretty much decimated, well, it hurt very badly the other media at the time, in particular radio. Once you started having moving pictures, people understood the power of it. This slide here shows a history of TV. And in particular, you can see that 1950s TV came out, but very quickly cable actually came out, which was something I wasn't aware of until I did the research for this talk. Cable came out because individual homes were unable to get signals from the big cities, and so they would pool together and cable small communities together, and then they would tap into a bigger tower that could get that signal. And so what started off as a very small knit community of, or patchwork, if you will, of different cable networks, not the kind of cable network that we're thinking of these days, grew over time. And so in the red here, you can see broadband and how it has grown over time, and then the other services were piled on top of that, starting about in the 2000s to 2010s. And this is where it seems like we got infrastructure at scale. So around 2000 to 2010, it went from a patchwork of different cable networks to a much bigger enterprise where these other services were piled on top of it. In particular, you can see here on-demand programming in the purple and high-speed internet. And so I remember back in like 99 timeframe, I think, is when the cable modem came out, and that was a big deal. Because before that, you had dial-up, and then all of a sudden, using this cable infrastructure that was in place, you can get fast internet. But just the cable modem itself didn't come out until around this time frame. So TV viewership has continued to increase since the TV came out. No big surprise there. But looking at that same time scale where we had infrastructure at scale, it's certainly grown. It's getting higher than ever. So we have more people that are watching TV now than ever before. Watching TV, that is, right? So what I also wanted to show, and this was kind of a surprise to me, is how the price of TV, this is broadcast TV, cable TV, has changed as compared to inflation. And so if you look at that same time frame where we had infrastructure at scale, we start to see a deviation between the price of cable and things like inflation. It's getting more expensive over time. Right now, when you think about cable TV, there's pros and cons. You get a lot of stations or channels, right? So you get a lot of different options, but you're also paying for that privilege with dollars, and you pay for it generally with commercial breaks. Right? So you're really double paying. So there's a penalty for it as well. Pros and cons. In 2007, Netflix went from shipping DVDs to streaming video. This was a big, big change. There were other systems out there that were streaming through what we now call over-the-top or OTT, but Netflix was the one that really put it on the map. And as you can see, this is starting from 2012. I couldn't go back to 2007. I just didn't have the data. But 2012 onward, just massive growth for OTT in general. Netflix is leading the charge. There's another slide in here that shows Netflix as compared to others. But significant change in over the top. So if you don't know what over the top or OTT is, think Netflix. Does everybody in here have Netflix or Hulu or has seen it? Is there anyone who's not familiar with that? You turn it on, you get content streaming in across the internet instead of through the airwaves and cable. So why do people prefer OTT? Well, there's a lot of different reasons. As you can see here, the top one is convenience. It's very convenient to just hit a button and get the program that you want. Whereas with broadcast TV, it's what's called appointment. Right? So you are making an appointment to see something on Thursday night. You have to change your schedule for the schedule of the broadcast. With OTT, you watch it whenever you want. It's basically on demand. And it's super convenient, cheaper. I know I cut the cable for, I cut Cox cable probably about 2-3 years ago, and we did Netflix only. Now we have Hulu. But even with those two services, we do pay for cable internet, but for the actual TV consumption, we're talking under $20 a month. And we get practically unlimited. I mean, it's everything I could ever want. So, a lot of competitors. Netflix is still leading the charge. Did you hear they're spending $8 billion a year on original content? Isn't that crazy? $8 billion on original content. But there's a lot of competition out there. So they're not the only one by a long stretch. And some players like Amazon, they want to take Netflix out. Right? So there's a battle going on here. Everybody wants a piece of this pie. I've heard for a long time that cable viewership has been declining. This chart was super interesting for me to find. So it was really one of the only charts where I saw that, where cable was declining over time and where Netflix was increasing over time. What I didn't realize until I found this is that they had actually crossed. There was an inflection point. And it looks like it happened in 2017. So that was surprising to me. And this is by Statista. So they put out a lot of pretty high quality data. If there's other data, especially like the folks that are in this industry, if you have other data that counters that, I'd be super interested to find out. All right, so that was one trend that I talked about. Some other trends. This is who watches OTT by age group and who watches traditional by age group. Right, so on the left-hand side, you have the younger demographics. On the right side, you have the older demographics. So over here, we have 18-year-olds. Over here, on the other extreme, we have 65-year-olds. So I don't think this is a surprise to anybody that the younger demographics are more likely to try something like OTT because they didn't grow up with, necessarily they didn't grow up with cable or with antenna. Which, by the way, like broadcast over the airwaves to me seems like amazing. When I cut the cable, I went out and I bought a digital antenna. And I couldn't believe that for $35, I can now get free HD TV, and I got like 5 or 6 or 7 stations. I think if that technology came out today, we would call it disruptive. But since it was first, we consider it old school. But you can get the stuff for free. It's amazing. What I think is going to be happening is over time, that inflection point is going to be moving to the right. As people get more and more familiar with things like Netflix, Hulu, just the over-the-top providers that are out there, as people age, that inflection point is going to be moving to the right. More and more people are going to be going to OTT for their TV versus going to traditional broadcast. Now, I'm not saying that TV is dying. I'm just saying they're going to get it a different way. People still love their TV. So one other thing that I wanted to bring up is something we hear a lot about is that internet consumption is increasing a lot. Here's a chart that shows that. another inflection point around 2018, 2019. More and more people, to no surprise to anybody here, are using the internet for entertainment versus watching TV. Right? So this changes all the time for each different type of medium, but these two right here are at an inflection point. All right, I think this is the last one here about how TV or how ad spend is shifting to OTT. Again, this one was really surprising for me to find. A lot of the information that I'm presenting today is relatively new to me, as far as I didn't realize all this was happening until I started to do the research. But 29% of responders, I guess, 29% of responders plan on moving ad spend to OTT. Whereas with linear TV, appointment TV, broadcast TV, it happens in a line, right? 12%. So data-enabled TV, actually, I'm not 100% sure. Addressable TV is very similar to OTT. Actually, do you guys know addressable or a data-enabled TV? I would guess it's a smart TV, which is, it still comes across the internet, but it goes right into the TV versus goes through a box. So I think an addressable is where you know what person, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are more experts in this, is where addressable is you know what person is watching that program on the TV. One of the things about OTT, and maybe Abby will go into this, is they can see what content you're watching. It's trackable. With broadcast TV, it just goes out of the airwaves or it goes across cable, and there's no real tracking that this TV is watching this program and this TV is watching that program. It's not quite that clean. With OTT, since it's IP-based, you know that someone in the household is consuming this program, and you can start to create demographic profiles of the household, but it's an aggregation of all of the people in that household. You don't know that dad watches these shows and the daughter watches these shows. You just know that combined they watch all these shows. And I believe that addressable TV is trying to solve that problem. So as an example, when I log into Netflix on my TV, I get four squares and it says, who are you? It's me, my wife, and my two kids, and I pick Eric. And so now Netflix knows what Eric likes, which is totally different than what Isabella, my daughter, likes. I believe that's a form of addressable TV. So all these things that we're talking about, increased internet usage, shifting from broadcast to OTT, is this bad for cable companies? All right, what does this mean for cable companies? What does everybody think?
Increases the importance for sports to watch live TV.
Live TV, there's something about live TV still. No? Yeah. So the question is this bad for cable TV, or for, I'm sorry, for cable companies? So if everything's moving across the internet.
Fiber to come into your house, they're going to stay in business.
Yeah. Right. So they're shifting their business model from a media company, if you will, to an infrastructure company. Would you agree? All right. So I would totally agree with that. And I have a cable modem, and I'll keep it for a long time. But there is something that's happening in the industry that could really disrupt this. And so that's 5G. So who's familiar with 5G? So 5G is the next generation of the cellular network, which is going to be rolling out this year and in 2020. And if it does what they say it's going to do, it's going to be 10 to 100 times faster than the 4G you have in your pocket right now. And the cost will probably be around the same. So if you can get 100 times the bandwidth for probably the same price, and you can download a movie in a couple of seconds, at some point, people are going to start questioning why they're paying for this landline called cable, right? Cable internet. So I think the cable companies have something to worry about here. All right, so just to kind of wrap it up, it's kind of a quick talk, but in summary, OTT is growing in popularity. We saw a lot of charts that prove that. It's picking up its pace. Ad spend is growing in OTT versus broadcast. Right, so people are moving into OTT, ad dollars are moving into OTT. I think the cable companies are going to have some trouble here, and especially when 5G rolls out. And be on the lookout for that in 2019, 2020. I think it was AT&T already has in some markets 5GE. Has anyone seen that? I was in Orlando and I have AT&T and it says 5GE, which is 5G extended or enhanced. And it's basically, it's a marketing ploy. It's still 4G LTE, but they're preparing for 5G. And Verizon's actually suing them because of that. But anyways, that's where we're at in the state of OTT. I'm going to hand it over to Abby, and we're going to go into greater detail. Right, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Have a question about marketing? Let us know, and we'll answer it here. Reach out at marketersanon.com. See you next time.